Good evening. My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern here at the Village, and I welcome you to Holden Evening Vespers. Tonight, we will be using a liturgy written by Marty Haugen, who was visiting our village in 1986. And you'll need one of these blue or white pamphlets that will have the liturgy inside. And a few words to help you in participation this evening. If you turn to page 5, you'll see that there is a section that says L1 and L2 up top. Marty had a love of llamas, and L1 stands for Llama 1, and L2 stands for Llama 2. And if you were around earlier today, you see that there were llamas in the village. And the llamas with us today were Meredith and Herbert. And Meredith is really spunky, and she likes to get started. She wants to hit the trail and get that pack on and get moving. And she's just always out in front, where Herbert tends to lag behind. He doesn't like to walk, and he's slow and doesn't like to get going. So if you feel like you're Meredith today, you're an L1, please join Meredith in singing L1. And if you're a Herbert today and kind of slow to get moving, you're an L2. We will stand for the Magnificat, which is on page 9. And I invite you to stand as we begin our worship this evening, as we bring in the light, process the light in. It is a symbol of the light of Christ in our midst. And you may stand until we begin the psalm. Please stand and prepare your hearts for worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light May God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love to our lives.
Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Because God did not make death, and God does not delight in the death of living. For God created all things so that they might exist. The generative forces of the world are wholesome, and there is no destructive poison in them, and the dominion of Hades is not on earth, for righteousness is immortal. For God created us for incorruption and made us in the image of God's own eternity. But through the devil's envy, death entered the world, and those who belong to his company experience it. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Thanks be to
God. The second reading is an impossible tale by Peter Rollins titled The Orthodox Heretic. There was once a small town filled with believers who always sought to act in obedience to the teachings of God. When faced with difficult situations, the leaders of the community would often be found deep in prayer or searching the scriptures for guidance and wisdom. Late one evening, in the middle of winter, a young man from the neighboring city arrived at the gates of the town's church seeking refuge. The caretaker, a man of deep faith, immediately let him in, seeing that he was hungry and cold, provided a warm meal and some fresh clothes. After he had rested, the young man explained how he had fled the city because the authorities had labeled him a political dissident. It turned out that the man had been critical of both the government and the church in his work as a journalist. The caretaker brought the young man back to his home and allowed him to stay until a plan had been worked out concerning what to do next. When the priest was informed of what had happened, he called the leaders of the town together in order to work out what ought to be done. After 2 days of discussion, it was agreed that the man should be handed over to the authorities in order to face up to the crimes he had committed. But the caretaker protested, saying, "This man has committed no crimes. He has merely criticized what he believes to be the injustices perpetrated by authorities in the name of God." "What you say may be true," replied the priest, "but his presence puts the whole of this town in danger. For what if the authorities find out where he is and learn that we have protected him?" But the caretaker refused to hand him over to the priest, saying, "He is my guest, and while he is under my roof, I will ensure that no harm comes to him. If you take him from me by force, then I will publicly attest to having helped him and suffer the same injustice as my guest." The caretaker was well loved by the people, and the priest had no intention of letting something happen to him. So the leaders went away again, and this time searched the scriptures for an answer. For they knew that the caretaker was a man of deep faith. After a whole night of poring over the scriptures, the leaders came back to the caretaker, saying, "We have read the sacred book all through the night, seeking guidance, and have found that it tells us that we must respect the authorities of this land and witness to the truth of faith through submission to them." But the caretaker also knew the sacred words of scripture and told them that the Bible also asked that we care for those who suffer and are persecuted. So there and then, in desperation, the leaders began to pray fervently. They beseeched God to speak to them, not as a still, small voice in their conscience, but rather in the way that he had spoken to Abraham and Moses. They begged God to communicate directly to them so that the caretaker would see the error of his ways. Sure enough, the sky began to darken, and God descended from heaven, saying, "The priest and elders speak the truth, my friend. In order to protect the town, this man must be handed over to the authorities." But the caretaker, a man of deep faith, looked up to heaven and replied, "If you want me to remain faithful to you, my God, then I can do nothing but refuse your advice. For I do not need the scriptures of your words to tell me what I ought to do. You have already demanded that I look after this man. You have already written that I must protect him at all costs. Your words of love have been spelled out by the lines of this man's face. Your text is found in the texture of his flesh. So, my God, I defy you precisely in order to remain faithful to you." With this, God turned to the town's leaders and addressed them directly. "If I cannot convince him, then neither will you. Now leave him in peace." Then God smiled and quietly withdrew, knowing that the matter had finally been settled.
The light shines in the darkness. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will."
Thank you.
For peace and salvation we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between peoples. For we who are gathered to worship and praise you. For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
Bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of us.
Go in peace to serve the Lord.